Street artists have different reasons for choosing this special kind of creative art. Some artists do not approve of the profit-making business of galleries and museums, contending that these organizations disconnect art from everyday life. They attempt to integrate street art into the city environment. Other artists express their political beliefs with their art. They see street art as protesting the culture of big businesses and corporations. They do not like the city walls covered with advertisements, which they see as examples of corporate aggression. They think that if an advertisement can be on a wall, so can their art. Still, other artists like the excitement of working on the streets. What appeals to them most is that they can travel around areas of the city, making creative paintings for everyone to see, and therefore become famous, though without being officially recognized. People have different opinions about the street art. Some think street art is a rich form of non-traditional cultural expression, while others see it as a crime. Street artists have to work secretly because it is illegal to paint public and private property without permission in some places. Some street artists did pay a price for their work. For example, Shepard Fairey, who became famous for his image of Barack Obama during the 2008 U.S. presidential campaign, has been arrested several times on graffiti charges. Fairey protested that he was just suggesting public space should be filled with more than just advertisements. With the coming of the internet age, street artists now can show their work to people all over the world on the internet, and they can exchange ideas with their fans as well. However, people say the internet is not a replacement for the experience of seeing street art live. To really understand this art, you have to see it in its original environment. The street art movement depends on the energy and life of the city. And like cities, this imaginative and exciting art will continue to change and grow.